This Sunday, community groups, friends, and families will be putting on their gloves for the annual Clean Up Australia Day event. Today, meanwhile, school playgrounds across Australia have undergone a tidy up as part of the school cleanup campaign. National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood spoke with Chair of Clean Up Australia, Pip Kiernan, about the importance of the initiative more than three decades on from its inception.
So, Sunday, March the 1st is Clean Up Australia Day, and we have thousands of sites registered across the country with wonderful volunteers getting out there and doing their bit for the environment. It's not too late to register if you haven't done that yet. You can go to our website at cleanup.org.au and join a site near you or register one that you'd like to see cleaned up. Most of our volunteers join us on Clean Up Australia Day, but others do it throughout the year at other times that suit them. So you can do it at another date if that suits you better. But we'd love this to be our biggest Clean Up Australia campaign to date.
And so how confident are you feeling that more and more people will join this initiative on Sunday?
Well, we've had a wonderful response this year from volunteers right across the country. So we're confident that we'll have a really good turnout on Sunday. But the more volunteers, the better. Every bit of rubbish that we pull out of the environment makes a difference. And most of what our volunteers find is plastic, and plastic is really problematic in the environment. So get out and give us a hand.
And so how hard is it to get involved, or is it just a simple registration process and then people can just get out there and do the job?
Yeah, look, it's such an easy process. You just go to the website at cleanup.org.au and you can search for a site near you. So there's thousands of sites registered across the country, so you'll be sure to find one close by. But if there's a particular area that you'd like to see cleaned up, you can register that and run your event. And you can, you know, encourage your friends, family, other students, colleagues to come and join you. And it's just a great thing to do. It's a nice way to get out in the fresh air and do something really practical for the environment. It's very satisfying. Looking at the results after just an hour of cleaning up, you'll see the effect, and it's just very encouraging and reminds us all that we can make a difference, and the care of the environment is in our hands.
And so, Pip, does it still surprise you that there is always something to clean up? I mean, is the waste or the rubbish levels, is it getting worse in Australia, do you think?
It does always surprise us quite how much rubbish is out there, and it does vary from site to site, and that's the great thing about Clean Up Australia. It's up to the volunteers. They know the areas that have a litter or a rubbish problem, so they register or join a site where they're concerned about. And it varies over time. I mean, it's really a reflection of our habits. So we see, you know, we're seeing things like vapes in increasing numbers. Cigarette butts are the single most collected item. We've seen a reduction in items like containers that are part of the container deposit scheme. So where those containers have a 10-cent refund, we see less of those ending up as rubbish in the environment, which is wonderful. We've also seen less of things like single-use plastic items that have been phased out across the country. So an example is straws. They're off the top 10 list of most collected items over the last 2 years, which is fantastic to see. So we see good policy has an effect on what ends up as rubbish, but there's still so much out there. Lots of soft plastics. They're the scrunchable sorts of plastics like chip wrappers, chocolate wrappers, plastic bags, plenty of those in the environment. And most of where our volunteers find the rubbish is around waterways, which is an important reminder that everything we drop on the ground is likely to end up in a waterway eventually. If you can join us on Clean Up Australia Day, jump online and register at cleanup.org.au. If you can't join us in the act of cleaning up and you're in a position to be able to donate, every dollar counts. That would be fantastic. That helps us get the free kit materials out to others across the country as well.
That was Pip Kiernan from Clean Up Australia speaking with National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood.